Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Dear Dr. Science, writes Bill Burton from Vienna, Virginia, what exactly is secular humanism?
Secular humanism is a philosophy that refuses to acknowledge the debt society owes science for progress. Most attracted to this philosophy are scientists wannabe, dabbling in the Bush League demi-disciplines of library or political science. Scientists may or may not be members of an organized religion, but no scientist can be a secular humanist. In fact, this scientist is as unjudgmental as a Unitarian on a Sunday picnic when he says that it would be fitting and just for all secular humanists to be stuck at the receiving end of a linear accelerator and be given a copy of Mother Jones to swat neutrinos with.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
He knows more than you do.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Science, here's a damp postcard postmarked Oakland, signed hungover in East Bay, in which is written, Dear Dr. Science, what does the tongue do while we sleep?
The tongue is an energetic piece of flesh that often seems to have a life of its own. When it's not wagging, it's dodging the teeth to keep from being bitten. You'd think that with all this energetic work, at the end of the day, the tongue would need a rest. But when the lights go out, our friend the tongue actually leaves the mouth, hops out of bed, climbs out the window, and joins the tongues of other sleepers in a rooftop party. There's dancing, drinking, even French kissing. Meanwhile, our sleeping bodies are snoring, a sound the mouth makes when it is tongueless. So if you're bothered by someone snoring, don't blame the sleeper. Blame the errant, wandering rogue of a tongue who will return just before dawn, coated, fuzzy, but happy.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.